Imagine if a guy saw your Instagram and was like, oh, this girl's really cute. I'm going to go listen to her podcast.
And I was like, you started with this. I'm a shitty girl. I love blowing up the Le Pond bathroom. Like, it's my favorite. I put 3 layers of toilet paper down on the seat.
Welcome back. What if before every episode, you know, Sharpay Evans in High School Musical? What if we did that? We could.
Well, we just did. Anyways, Lily's not really interrupting me in this week's intro. She said she listened to last week, cringed a little bit, as she should.
Like, what was I doing?
Yeah, no, it was a lot. It was a lot. You should be ashamed.
I just chugged a charged lemonade before we started this shit. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
We're going to get into that. The deadly Panera lemonade.
It's not funny. People died.
2 people died. No, but it's kind of funny.
It's a charged lemonade from Panera. Like, what?
Yeah. No, but save it. We're going to get into it because I have details on this.
Like, I want one.
It is kind of, no, it's kind of funny. But anyways, we're going to hop right into it, okay? Toxic thing of the week. I'm gonna think of mine, but Lily's gonna go first.
I want to talk about something like really controversial. Like, I don't have anything on my mind, but like, if you could think of anything, just let me know. Okay, but in the meantime,
tipping culture.
Spin that iPad back around, babe. I'm not fucking
No, well, it's just gotten.
And look, I'm the poor person that was so working out in the service industry for years. Like, if you're a server, 20%. Period, babe.
Yeah.
Period. I don't care if you were a little cunty the whole time. 20% for you. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? A smoothie? Girl, are you out of your mind?
No. Like, it's gotten insane, the tipping culture. Like,
I'll leave like $1. I actually usually, even at those stupid ass places where they spin the iPad.
Yeah.
I'll leave $1.
But I also, at the same time, I feel pathetic where I'm like, I order like a $4 like drink or something, and then they flip it, and 20% of that $4 drink is like a few cents.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, does this make me look like pathetic if I'm giving you like a 20 cent tip?
No, because honestly, like, when I was a counter girl and people would, like, at a diner type place, people would tip me $1 to $2. It added up.
Yeah.
And like, I was making that good minimum wage. Like, servers don't make minimum wage.
Anyways, tipping culture.
I did ask for this. Okay.
You did ask for this. And it was brought up at the Friendsgiving from Hell, remember?
And you were quick with that when I said I wanted a topic.
Well, I was thinking about something that's, like, controversial, but, like, not will get us canceled controversial. Mm. And tipping culture, I feel like a lot of people
can't.
What can we talk about that will get us canceled?
Think about that. So my top thing of the week.
I will be brainstorming. Go on.
Okay, we actually just talked about this kind of with our call-in. We definitely filmed this podcast in order, and we haven't done our call-in yet.
No, we girled. So we usually, when we're recording.
This girl.
No,
I love her.
She was iconic. So stay till the end if you don't already. But you should. And if you don't, then go fuck yourself anyways. So because you should be listening to this episode through and through. I want you to
love bottom. This is giving like 2 years ago G&T energy right
and
now.
Also, by the way, at the end of the episode, because I know some of you bitches probably like click off when we start reading our social media, after I'm like bye at the end, I usually keep a little soundbite in of what me and Lily say,
and it's probably something insane when we after. So like, stick around and follow me on
shit.
Instagram like what
I think
doing?
Like last week I called everybody, like I was like, what if I like stopped and I forget, I said something like, I was like bye, and then I was like, fuckers. Yeah. And then I think you said something like, it's like sluts. And yeah. I was like, what if we started calling people slurs? Yeah.
We meet a fan in the street. Oh my God, you fucking slut.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that's what will get us canceled. What we say off camera, but on camera.
Sure.
Anyways, we talking about?
Anyway, back to me, not you.
The call-in was amazing.
Yeah, the call-in was
amazing.
We're
saying that. Oh, yeah, the call-in before we do. Okay, anyways.
But I said it because I was telling her that with men and women, I think one of the main differences with, like, straight men and straight women is what Christina was saying during our call-in, which was that men need space in order for, like, their love to grow. Mm-hmm. And women need, like, for me, like, I would like to be with my boyfriend every day, all the time, up his asshole and around the corner. But
don't we all?
Like, literally. It was, like, too, when you were telling me, like, with Big
I have
jeans,
my toxic thing of the week.
So that you like the idea of, like, working together during the day, but, like, not talking, just, like, separately.
Yes.
Like, I just want to be in the same room as you yeah. all the time. I'm obsessed.
I want to tickle your taint. Like,
I literally, like, see it all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, my boyfriend does not feel the same way. And, like, he is the type of guy, he does like to hang out with me more than probably your average boyfriend. But mm-hmm. still, then, like, there's only so much you can hang out. Like, it's not normal. It's not healthy. We can't be doing that.
Right.
So last week we had, like, just been, like, I was working from home every day last week, I think. And he was too. And, like, we were just on top of each other. So, like, one night, we got in a fight over, like, something so stupid, I think, like, cleaning or, like, something, like, a chore. And he was like, oh, my God, it's so annoying. I need to, like, get out of the house. And I was like, okay, that's fair. Like, whatever. He goes and gets a beer at a bar. And he was gone for a few hours. And I was bored. Like, everyone was, like, busy. It was just, like, I was bored. I hate toxic thing of the week. I always just, like, expose myself. I'm sick of this segment. Can we get rid of this for season 3, please? Like, I'm so sick of it because mine are always so stupid. But then basically I got bored, like, whatever. And I saw his location and he was, like, around the corner at a bar by himself. Like, I want a beer. The fuck? He literally went to, like, get alone time and, like, do something on his phone. Like, he was, like, working on something. Whatever. So I show up to the bar.
So I show up.
And I order myself a beer and I sit down and he's, like, so confused. Why are you so confused, babe? We're hanging out.
Oh, my fucking God.
And he wasn't even
God.
Mad. He's just like, darling.
I just need a little breather.
And I was like, oh, my God, you're so right. I chugged the beer and left. I was like, that was so weird of me.
I said, yeah, that was weird of you. And we discussed this one other time. Lily had a situation where she showed up at a place uninvited.
That was a little different. That was a birthday party.
It was a little weird. But she showed up and then she left and she was like, that was fucking weird of me. And I feel like shit and I'm never doing that again.
What is it with me and, like, my need to, like, I'll just be, like, sitting at home and I'll be like, but he's there. And I was like, get up. And I'm just out. Before I can even understand what's happening, I am out the door. I'm on my way. It's happening.
It's your ego, like, and your anxiety working mm-hmm. together.
But, like, I wasn't even anxious. I knew we weren't even, like, it wasn't like a big fight. It was like, it was the stupidest thing ever. He didn't even leave because we were in a fight. He was going to go anyway. Like, it was just like, what am I doing? But I was bored. And there he was.
Well, you need to fill the gap with things for yourself.
Yeah. Well, it was just one of those nights. It was already like, A, everyone's busy. Oh my God, they guys want a beer. Like, I want to come.
You could have gotten a beer at any other bar on that strip that I know for sure that he probably got a beer on.
Okay. Like, but I got a beer at that one and it's fine. We got over it. Now he needs more alone time. It's fine. Whatever. Go do your thing. So Saturday, I shipped him off with the boys. And
I was going to say, is that when they did boys'
well,
day?
Well, I wasn't feeling too well on Saturday either. But I also was just like, we both had the
full. Do you want to tell the audience or no?
Yeah, I shit my pants Saturday. No, I didn't shit my pants.
No, she didn't shit her pants. But
like,
she.
I woke up like.
Shitty.
I'd be a shitty girl. Like, I guess. Like, for that day. Like, usually that's Christina's thing. It was my
it
thing.
Is my. I'd be a shitty girl.
Yeah, and you're dating a lot of the time. Boy, so, like,
I am.
Perfect.
Oh my God, I'm dating such a shitty boy. Oh my God. I was on FaceTime with him and we're talking, and then all of a sudden I see him migrate into the bathroom and he just sits down and mutes, and then he unmutes and he's like, sorry, I want to continue to hear your story, but
I'm exploding from the inside out.
So he calls it now. You know how, like, when you all of a sudden you're, like, sitting down, you get that feeling you gotta poop or whatever, and then you're like, oh fuck, and then you go to the bathroom, whatever. He refers to it as getting a notification.
That's amazing.
So he's like, yeah, he's like, I want to continue hearing your story, but I did just get a notification, so, like, I'm gonna just, like, place you over here and mute myself.
It's so funny. That's amazing.
I have a squatty potty in my bathroom. Both obsessed with it.
Yeah. Love.
Shitty guy, shitty girl.
Yeah.
What did you eat?
I don't know. I really replayed it in my mind. I don't think it was the food. I think it was just, I actually don't know. I don't know what
didn't
it could have been.
Eat anything different, drink something.
No, if anything, like, I wasn't eating. I didn't have much of an appetite last week. Like, I was eating very, like,
did you eat
plain.
Something very, with a lot of fiber?
I don't
fiber
I don't
be
know,
making
man.
You shitty?
But moral of the story is Saturday, I was on the toilet.
Yeah.
And it wasn't great. I was supposed to go to a Christmas party for a girl I love. Seema, love you so Ellie. Much. And I was like, excited because I'm like,
oh my God, she wants to come on the show.
And I get to put a bow in my hair and dress up. Like, I love parties and I love dressing up. So I didn't go to that. And everyone had plans all day and was frolicking and I was shitting.
Yeah.
So there's that.
You know what I realized today? So I meet my life coach every Tuesday at Le Pond. Okay, I don't know how to say the other part. Le Pond, quota, blah, 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 blah. I don't know the rest of it. Everybody knows Le Pond. Okay, the coffee and little baker shop, whatever. I have now realized that their coffee and chai and anything that I have from there makes me shit. And I've realized that it's...
We all have that one coffee shop.
Yes, but I didn't really realize it until today. Yeah, Dunkin' be making me shitty too.
Dunkin' be doing more than that. It be like ripping my insides out. Like
a raw red hole. Like,
and not their hot coffee. Their iced coffee.
Oh, yeah. It's usually iced coffee that does it. Runs but no, right I've been realizing like... After every time I do a coaching session, I'm either in the basement of Le Pond in their creepy ass bathroom shitting.
Blowing it up.
Because it cannot wait till I get home. Or I do finally make it home and then I'd be shitting.
Imagine if a guy saw your Instagram and was like, oh, this girl's really cute. I'm going to go listen to her podcast.
And
he started with this.
I'm a shitty girl. I love blowing up the Le Pond bathroom. Like, it's my favorite. I put 3 layers of toilet paper down on the seat.
My boyfriend loves when Christina, like, texts me or anything about shitting.
I was like, where is this going?
It could have gone a lot of different directions, but no, he loves when you're open about your shitting.
I'll continue to be,
and I know you're sending me those texts, but unfortunately I have shared them.
It's fine. I don't, there's not much that I want to keep from the world.
No, I know.
There's not much that I can. Yeah. I can't be the mysterious girl.
No, not if I
tried. Not if I fucking tried.
Me, you, and Ryan are like the definition of like that. Like,
yeah.
Couldn't be mysterious.
No.
Especially you and Ryan.
No, me and Ryan, we just be talking about
it is things. Almost, it is almost her time to shine on Gin and Toxic.
Yeah. Now it's really that. After recent events.
Yeah, guys. My roommate. It's time. You think we have dating drama? Dating tea?
Yeah. Uh-uh. Also, like I said, I remember her before, but Seema really wants to come on.
Oh, fuck you. Wait a minute. That has to happen.
Yeah. Seema is the girl, if you guys remember the narcissist episode, she is the girl that my narcissistic ex-boyfriend cheated on me with.
And now they're
best
And now friends.
We are besties for the resties.
Can
like,
you imagine that?
No.
I like, love that for you guys.
She asked, you're welcome to come too. She asked because her sister's doing study abroad in like Paris and Madrid in the spring or something.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. She was telling me she was going to go.
Yeah, she was like, do you want to like come and well, like, that was split about an Airbnb? Time. And I was like, yeah.
Time where I said I wanted a girl's trip.
Yeah. So it made a lot of sense. But actually, speak of the devil of my ex, I remembered that my toxic thing of the week is that, so I posted this thing on Twitter that I was like looking for like this like stupid fucking meme. And I got a text message and it was like aligned perfectly, like the algorithm. Okay, it was like my tweet saying that I'm looking for this like meme and like described it exactly, and directly under my tweet was the meme. Okay, and the girl that my ex cheated on me with, not Seema, the one before her, okay, the first girl that he ever cheated on me, the first girl he ever cheated on me with.
So cute.
So pure.
Ah, what a love story.
Oh my God. Anyway, she was the one that sent me the screenshot and she was like, the algorithm is really algorithming, like made a joke, whatever. And then she texts me and reminds me, she goes, also, happy 1 year anniversary to us. And I was like, no fucking way, hasn't been a year since all that shit went down. So we didn't really, I think we went into it a little bit of depth in the narcissist episode, but we kind of like skirted over it. Also, when he cheated on me the first time, I found out because this girl DM'd me on Twitter because like by stroke of luck, she like found me on Twitter and like aligned that the guy that she had been fucking had a girlfriend. And it was like a whole thing and she DM'd me. And literally to the day, it was, she was like, happy anniversary. And then I go back in my camera roll and I look at, it was on December 9th, 2 days ago. I checked December 9th and sure enough in my camera roll was a photo a year ago of the guilt flowers he sent me, which He sent me flowers the day after I found out he was cheating on me. We had never said I love you yet by this point. We never said I love you.
And he wasn't a very, like, lovey-dovey guy.
No, and he was not a lovey-dovey guy at all. He literally was just homeless and needed a place to live. Anyways, he sent me flowers the next day. Had never sent me flowers before. Never said I love you to me. Never really expressed that stuff to me. And the flowers, it was these flowers. And the note inside of them looked like a fucking toddler wrote it.
It and literally looked like he wrote it with his left foot.
Yeah. Like, and like a little, like, red crayon. And it said, "Hope this helps. I love you." And it was a, it was like manipulation. Flowers and manipulation. I love you. Had never said it to me before. And then also didn't say it to me for like a week after the flowers. I had to at a point when we did stay together, like a week later, I had to be like, "So the note in the flowers." And he was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Did you mean that?"
Yes, it's like a huge thing to say.
It's like a big, yeah, the L word for me. Big deal. Big deal. So what the fuck? Like,
that's like a usually like a really special memory. Like, when's the first time he told you? Yeah. You? Like, I remember that.
Like, yeah, exactly. So it was like bad. But anyways, yeah. So it was my 1 year anniversary of, when I found out that my ex was cheating on me the first time. Oh, and also it was on the day that I was going to Seema's holiday party. So it was the 1 year anniversary of when my ex cheated on me with the first girl. And the same day I was going to the second girl's holiday party, and it just happened to align. And then when like I got there, I like showed her and everything. She was like crying, laughing, and we were like, "Oh my god, the universe works in mysterious crazy ways." So that's my toxic thing of the week. All right, guys, we're gonna get into GNT, and we're gonna start off with the topic of the talk of the town, the topic of the town, the talk of the town,
the talk of the town.
Panera's deadly charged lemonade.
Like, hello.
Yeah, this is. I think I actually posted a screenshot on Twitter before this. I don't know if you saw it, and I was like, sometimes I question like what I do for a living, and it was like GNT, Panera's deadly charged lemonade. Gag City. Like, what else? Cult documentary.
Yeah, like it was like,
what the fuck
am I doing?
Had it not said GNT, or you don't know what GNT is, you would have no idea what that list was about. Panera's lemonade, Gag City, and cult documentaries.
Like, what could
what the fuck could that be? Yeah. So anyways, okay, so the Panera lemonade. So Panera has this charged lemonade, okay? And it has been the talk of the town because it officially killed a second person, okay? This lemonade has wiped out two people from the public.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's.
I was about to ask so many questions. They're all listed below.
Oh, don't worry. I got all the answers for you. Yeah. So, so far it's been associated with two deaths. In 2022, it was a 21-year-old girl. And then literally this month in December of 2023, it killed another person, a 46-year-old, I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. I think it was a man. I'm pretty sure. I forgot to write that down. Anyways, these people did have pre-existing health conditions, but they were unaware of how much caffeine was in this fucking Panera lemonade because it's not, like, explicitly stated, apparently.
Which is crazy.
Which is nuts.
Considering how much?
Yes. So we're gonna get into the stats, baby. I'm a Celsius girl, guys.
I ain't no bitch. Yeah. Like, this but is we're crazy.
Gonna, no, this is nuts.
And I'll compare it to a Celsius so you guys can understand.
Yes, like, I actually, Big Jeans compared it to a Celsius earlier. Yeah, you could totally
take
it away. But yeah, so, okay, so it basically has more caffeine than like any average coffee drink. So listen to this. So I'm gonna go actually like in the order of like least to most basically. So I wrote it backwards on here, but I will read it. So a Pepsi has 94 milligrams of caffeine. A macchiato, a Starbucks macchiato, has 150 milligrams of caffeine. A large dark roast coffee has 268 what? Milligrams of caffeine.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's a lot.
I know. But the large Panera lemonade, charged lemonade, has 390 milligrams of caffeine. And it also has 124 grams of sugar. Okay.
Okay. That's also insane.
No, nuts. And then also, sorry, I'm like itching my fucking eye. The average energy drink in America has between 100 to 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Yeah. So Celsius and Bang and like Alani, like those are the most popular. Yeah. Like, what's it called?
Energy drinks.
They all have 200. And like a Celsius, like 200 milligrams, like when that came
is
out.
Is a lot.
That was like, people were like, oh my God, that's Prime. Prime is another one. Like,
yeah,
they all have 200. And that was considered a lot. Yeah. And people were like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, the next thing on here, the FDA recommends not consuming over 400 milligrams of caffeine at a day. So if you have one of these charged lemonades, that's your like max. You're there.
Yeah. And even
390 like, milligrams.
And when they say 400, they definitely don't mean also in one sitting. That's like,
yeah,
like think about it. If you like a lot of people, like if you wake up at 7 a.m., you have a cup of coffee, you have another one at 10. Like some people.
Yeah.
You might hit like 300 at some point throughout the day, but like over the span. Over the hours.
Yeah. And you're probably people like drinking other liquids in between.
In 20
like,
minutes.
Yeah. No. That's fucking
have
nuts.
You had a Celsius still? Have you not have one?
No, I still haven't.
That's crazy, bro.
I know. I don't know why. I don't have anything against it. I just like, yeah, it's not what I've reached for. Look,
if you ever really need to feel something, bro. It's unfortunate because now I'm like,
I did buy, I don't know how much. Actually, I'm going to look it up. I just ran out of them though. And I'm literally going to bolt to Nespresso probably like tomorrow to get more of it. But I got these Nespresso pods.
You also have
pods.
A fancy schmancy coffee machine. I do not have that.
I do. But no, but I got specifically this new coffee pod.
Oh,
I think it's new because I've never seen it until the last time I was at Nespresso. And it's a regular cup of coffee, like standard cup of coffee pod. And shop for 2O coffee. There it is. And it has 20% more caffeine. Than the other pods. Like, yeah, so that's what I'm trying to look for. Let's see. I will be able to find it.
You need at least like 115 to feel something in a drink. If you're like a coffee drinker. Obviously, if you don't drink caffeine, that's going to fuck
is.
You up.
But. It's called the Melozio Boost. Yeah, coffee plus. Yeah, this is it. It has 200 milligrams.
Yeah, there you go. Celsius. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, 200 milligrams of caffeine per cup on average, which is 20% more than their traditional blend.
See, I don't know. Like, also 200 milligrams in a coffee versus a Celsius, like, it does feel different. It hits me a little differently, but coffee makes me a little more, like, jittery, to be honest.
Really?
But, like, they made Celsius, like, the specific ingredients in it for working out. So you kind of feel more like you're ready to, like, run errands or something.
I feel like that would make me feel more jittery.
Yeah,
like a pre-workout sort of vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Huh. I think I don't know. My body's just really used to it.
Yeah,
really
no, it's fine. Mine's also used to like ridiculous amounts of caffeine. But
anyways, like you
yeah.
guys, I need. I'm sorry. I know people are dying. I need to try this lemon. Like. I'm not gonna have 390.
Kim,
I'm
people
not
are
have,
dying.
No, I'm not gonna have the large one. Okay, but like, I want to have like a medium.
I want to have a sip.
I'm going to have a medium for sure. I'm going to have like 200, 250. And I'll tell you guys.
A little sip.
I should.
A little sippy.
Would it be really controversial if I like started the episode like drinking it and then like finished it by the time we got into the topic? Is that like really bad?
I just see like what happened.
Get canceled? I know people are dying, but like, can I try it?
I get it, but like, well, also too, the thing is, I mean, it's ridiculous, but also,
oh, they also have pre-existing heart
exactly
conditions.
Yes. It's so sad though, because it was like
the wait, so do I.
Oh yeah, you kind of do.
I do, Tina. Yeah, I do. It's fine. Mine are like different.
Maybe not.
I'm like a seizure girl. It's fine.
I'm more like a seizure girl.
Yeah,
like
I'm fine.
Yeah, that's funny.
I ain't no bitch.
I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
Oh my God, you guys, I used to have seizure. It was so embarrassing. I was such a main character though.
Great.
I like, oh my God, I'm in the ambulance. Like, this is so
That's
glam.
Nuts. I used to like pass out all the time.
Love.
I just like, I don't know. It was like low iron or like I just was a bitch.
Low
like, I don't really know.
Maybe too.
Low blood pressure.
That's what it is for me. I have like insanely low blood pressure. So.
Yeah. Gag City
Bob,
is the next thing.
Bob's Rise. Calling all the Earth to Bob.
Earth to Bob. Sounds like you're saying Earth to Bob.
Bob. No, she put out a,
if you guys don't know what the fuck Gag
oh,
City
hi,
is.
Oh, hi.
You're like, she put out a real who she. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj
bitch.
Dropped a new album for the first
Bobby.
Time in 4 years. It's a big fucking deal
Pink
around
Friday
here.
Too.
Barbs and yes. I went but a few days before it came out though she did post a reel and in the background there was like a vocal of her going Earth to Bob
really
and I don't know why it sent me I thought it was so I think Nicki Minaj is the funniest everything she does you watched her 73
oh.
questions right
oh absolutely you guys, are you kidding
don't treat yourself okay Me and David, my boyfriend,
put on a face mask, in. Grab a snack.
It's like 20 minutes long or something.
Yeah.
Perfect length. I love a 20 minute video. Put it on. What a treat. Like,
yeah.
She is not okay.
No, she's so
like,
funny.
She doesn't really do interviews, so she was like so awkward.
Yeah.
Like,
you could tell
she was, but like in a cute way. Like, yeah, it was cute. Yeah. And it was funny, but like she was so uncomfortable in
no,
it.
No, it made me love her more.
And it was so, oh my God, she was so funny in that. When he was like, what's your favorite meal? She said, three chicken tenders, fries in the kitchen. Like, what are you even saying? And then he goes, okay.
No, there were some things that she said that were like.
Like she would say something like normal.
But you're like. You could say that because you could, you're Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, like, she would answer a question being like, I love this. And then the next question, she'd be like, I like chicken tenders in the kitchen like a bum. Yeah. Like, where did that come from? Anyway, it's really funny.
Anyways, but the whole Gag City thing is okay, so basically, insane. It is a AI-generated city. It's a fan-made city, okay?
insane.
Yes, for Pink Friday 2. And it's like, basically, the Bobs are... just AI generating these pink cities where like Nicki Minaj is the fucking leader, and they're like putting that, like I saw one the other day and it's like
it had her like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Lana Del Rey has entered Gag City, and it's like AI generated Lana Del Rey with like this pink ass background, and like it's just like,
it's so
like
funny.
I saw one and it was like a spaceship that had a big ponytail going off of it.
Yeah.
And it's like I saw the what's it called, the Burj Khalifa or whatever in Dubai. Do you remember that video of Rihanna where like her head, her forehead was really stretched, but she was on the Burj Khalifa and she's like, "Hello, Dubai."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was there, and they were like, "Gag City has Rihanna." Like, it's like,
dude, the
it's
Gag
so funny.
City thing is hilarious.
No, it's killing me. And also, I wrote down on here that because I saw a lot of people talk about this, that honestly, the rollout for Pink Friday 2 was like you didn't see too many people like talking, like it wasn't
like
the talk of the town, like
we knew it was coming, but like she didn't even like set
really
a date.
Do like a lot of promo sort of thing.
She just kept telling us like it's coming in November or it's coming in like December.
Yeah,
like she kept saying that, but she didn't even like give us a date. Like it was very like vague for a while, but I knew it was coming and I was excited, but I kind of like, you know, like it wasn't like Taylor Swift where she gets
exactly
yeah.
So but obviously, this Gag City thing has taken over, like, everything. So now it's, like, the rollout of a lifetime.
Who wants to hear my top three songs? Me. definitely Bomb Bomb. Beep,
love.
Beep.
And Bomb Bomb. Beep, beep.
Fuck the Club Up.
Fuck the Club Up.
And I do already know all the words to Fuck the Club Up. So come for me, bitch. I dare you.
Perf. I'm not gonna lie. I listened to, like, a bunch of songs the other day randomly. I was kind of just, like, clicking around, but... clicking.
Do you know what like a mixtape rap album is versus like a regular one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
This
oh
is
absolutely
very much mixtape.
Yeah. Well, I listened to the entire thing through setting up the podcast.
So you could tell
today.
It's like so chaotic.
Yes.
So there's only like a few songs that are meant to be like really listened to, like
yeah.
But like there's a lot of songs on there that are like super random, but like I don't know. It's a really fun. Yeah, it's just like a fun, chaotic album.
No,
like,
it is though. I love it. If you guys haven't listened, obviously give it a listen.
Yeah, and it's just like it's fun. Good for being a bob and like
good. Play it when you're getting ready to go out.
No, literally.
Perfect album for that. Speaking of albums, I can't talk. What is going on? Speaking of new albums, Ariana Grande is apparently in the midst. She's in the studio recording a new album. Also. Which is like, yeah, cool, great.
yeah. I mean, look.
I'm so sorry. I love her. I have been having trouble.
Defending my queen
with the Ethan Slater stuff.
With a lot of things, babe. With a lot of things.
Yeah, with a lot of things, but the Ethan Slater stuff has
just. No,
that's
the number one for sure.
Yeah, I've been having a hard
babe,
time.
She's still with him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They were seen like having dinner in New York City
she
recently.
She went to his like show like a week
ago. Yes, yes. All the photos.
Like, whatever. I don't even like. And I'm also like, we don't know the full story. Like, but
yes, I know. But
even
it's like
if
some
she
of
was
the stuff
a home
is so
wrecker. He's just who? This man is ugly. Like, what's happening? Sorry.
It's like, well, the thing
was that bad.
No, that wasn't bad.
Okay,
it's
I don't care.
Factual
whatever.
Information. He's fucking ugly SpongeBob. No, I'm sorry.
I'm not even like one of those girls that like is super into like the stereotypical hot guy. But like this guy is not cute. Like he is This is Ariana Grande.
Well, the thing too is that we don't know the full story, but his wife did come out and like said like she's not a girl's girl. Like she like
no, I believe it. I'm just saying, even that aside, this man is just not it anyway. Yeah. On top of that,
I don't know. Dude's got to have a great personality, I guess. Oh, you know, it's also not on here that I just remembered. Speaking of being ugly and having a great personality, Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez.
Oh my God, you guys, what's going on?
What is happening?
Okay, these are two. These are two queens, okay, Ari and Selena, that I have been a fan of since I was a kid. I love them both so much, but it's like, I can't defend these actions. I just can't defend this, my queens. No. Like, so Selena basically is now dating Benny Blanco, which, okay, random.
But she like did like the most like insane
tangent about it.
Yeah.
So she does do this sometimes, and that's why she like stays off socials and whatever. She gets like really defensive, and I get it. Like, it's hard to see stuff about you yourself all the time, but like also like I don't know, are you used to it at this point? I'm just like I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, but like her team needs to like take her phone, because she was commenting the craziest
shit.
Like, there had to be at least like 15 comments where she was responding
just
to,
like, not professing just one person, her love,
different,
like
people being like, who were like, ew, he's ugly, or like, oh, I don't think they're cute, whatever. She would like reply to the comment like a novel about why they're great together and why he's great. Yeah. Like, you know, proving that they're, it was just weird. She was defending the relationship. It's like, and you don't, it was so unnecessary.
I get obviously being with your partner and like people are like, oh, like I don't like him or he's ugly or something. Like, yeah, it's like,
make a funny TikTok, you know, then or something. Like, I just thought that she would know better by now than to like do stuff like that. Because if anything, it just kind of makes it worse and it makes you look more stupid.
Yeah.
To like,
or maybe like reply to like one comment and don't go like,
and just be like, I'm happier than ever, thanks for your opinion though, something like funny or whatever. Yeah. But like, yeah, she just got like, she was just too much with it. She's just been like a little chaotic recently. Yeah, it's been hard to defend my queen.
I know, it's a little concerning, honestly. I hope she's like,
yeah, good, like doing, you know, well. Yeah, it's a weird,
yeah, oh my God, I totally forgot about that, and that should have been like one of the number one things on here. But
Ari too, just with the album thing quickly, loved Sweetener, loved Thank You Next, went to the tour, whatever. Positions came out. Mid. Okay, obviously, like, there's some bops on there. It's a fun album. Like, the music is, like, good. But the issue is that it's the same album that she has now put out three times. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's literally the same sound.
Uh-huh.
To a T. Yeah. My favorite song off Positions was probably Off the Table with The Weeknd, and it made me really want her to put out, like, an R&B album.
Really?
Like, do something you haven't done. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Or, like, a ballad album with, like, more of, like, a theater sound. Like, just do something else other than, like, the pop diva thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like you have to, like, change it up.
You got
to
change your sound a little bit. Yeah. That's why, like, people are like, I love Miss Dua. But, like, a lot of people are, like, getting a little, like, burnt out about her.
I'm so sick
of
Dua Lipa's music. I actually really don't like her music very much. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I loved Future Nostalgia. I really did.
But now, it's not, like, a lot of albums that I love, like, I'll go back and listen.
You'll go back to? I haven't listened to that one in a while. And we went to her tour. Her tour was so much fun.
I just feel like it kind of proves that the album isn't, like, timeless. Like, it was really for the time.
Yeah.
And it's not which, like, I don't know, I still think she's an amazing artist. I love Dua Lipa.
I guess we'll see. Like, she hasn't put out a new album yet. She put out that one song, Houdini.
And the funniest part is she's saying she wants to move away from disco and she wants to do psychedelic pop now. Houdini is crazy. Completely disco. And she's claiming that it's psychedelic pop because she made it with, like, Tame Impala and shit. But I'm like, babe, it's a disco song. It's the same vibe.
I didn't even listen to it fully through. I think I listened to, like, a minute of it and was like, it's not my vibe.
I liked the song, but it sounds like every other Dua Lipa song. I just, yeah. I don't know. That's what I love about, like, Beyonce and Taylor and, like, these iconic
changing it up
artists, is because they constantly reinvent themselves. And I am so amazed by that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is what it takes to be, like, an icon artist.
Yeah.
To be, like, those are the artists that end up, like, going the mile. But, like, the other ones, I get bored.
Yeah. Also, you mentioned Tate McRae put out an album. She's, like, newer to the pop girly scene, though. So I'll give her some time.
Okay. But she is so talented. It's not, her voice is sick.
Did you listen to the album?
No, I did but not. I've heard, like, all the main songs from it. I have to listen to it through.
Yeah. We all know that Greedy was in my Spotify Wrapped, which is a little embarrassing. But, like, you know what, though? I will say, I was, like, embarrassed to have it in my Spotify Wrapped. And then it came on the other day when I was getting ready. And I did find myself, like, hyping myself up to it. And, like, whatever song. So I was like, all right, I get it.
It's good. I'm Again, just hoping like she has this album and then she figures out what her sound
is. Yeah, that's right why now, I said give her time.
Yeah, right now she's got to put out the hits to make a name for herself. Yeah. I get it.
Totally.
But like, honestly, You Broke Me First, I liked that song because it didn't feel so like TikTok-y mainstream. It kind of felt like, and when she first put it out before the remix came out, it was kind of like a slow acoustic song, I think.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I even listened to the remix.
The remix got like super popular.
Really?
Yeah, no, the slow version of it.
I don't even, popular. Yeah, I know the slow, like the normal, like the original version of it.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, that's a great song.
But she's moved away from that, which is like fine, obviously, reinvent, love.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, I just feel like she's trying a little hard to be TikTok number one hit artist. Yeah. But like, you know what, at the same time, that's why she's absolutely fucking killing
it right now. So, yeah.
The visuals and the choreo, like I thought the whole athletic thing was really interesting.
Yeah, I liked
thought
it.
That was a really cool idea visually for an album. It hasn't really been done before.
Uh-huh.
Like to that extent, specifically hockey. Like I thought that was really cool.
I think I do not quote she dated me a on hockey this. Player? I yeah, think she so.
She
yes.
Did. Yeah, she's so. Like no, she like loves athletes. Mm-hmm. Like she dates a lot of athletes and shit.
I don't know. I want to listen to the album and report back maybe next week or something. So we'll see.
I'm excited about her as a pop diva, as an artist. I don't think I'm going to be like obsessed with this album or go to the tour, but I'm excited to see her progress as an artist. Yeah. Like I'm here for the pop queens.
We'll see.
And I will watch every video of her dancing. Oh my God.
Oh my God. She is. Oh my I think I texted God. You when the Greedy music video came out and I was like, did you see?
Yeah, it's like, like, you know, there's so many good dancers out there, but then there are some that you just can't take your eyes off of.
Yeah, she's one. No, of them. She's one of them.
Like, I'm obsessed. I love a good dancer, so I love it. I love the music videos. I love bringing the dancing back, and I love. Yeah. She was crediting like Normani and someone else. Like, I love that she did that. She gave like a shout out to Normani and someone else who wasn't like super big. Like,
Normani's big, but you know what I mean. Had the moves. Yeah,
yeah, and I liked that. So
no, I love that.
I like her. She's Caitlin Ray's friend, so she gets an A plus.
Oh, so true. Yeah. Love you, Caitlin.
Love.
Anyways, one more or two more little things. I'll condense them into one.
Oh my God.
Hello. Obviously, for so G&T. Yeah. Last week, I feel like we like didn't really have crazy G&T stuff, or maybe we did. I don't know. Anyways.
Not really.
I feel like we have good stuff this week.
Yeah.
I just wanted to announce that I have been watching so many cult documentaries. Okay. I've been in. I am a documentary girl to
I'm
my core.
I'm a documentary girl too. I say it really weird and everyone makes fun of me.
Yes. Because you say documentary.
Like what? That's not
you
how
like
you
pronounce
say it.
It.
Yeah, elementary. Like what is she saying?
In elementary, yeah.
That's weird. Why do you say it like that? I don't know.
Whatever. I mean, I get why you say it like that because the A is there, but like it's like not like. Anyways, I've been watching a lot of cult documentaries and I just want to talk about two because one of them I watched not even a week ago with Big Jeans and the other one I finished last night. Okay. The first one is the Love Has One documentary about Mother God, and it's about the cult of Mother God. It's basically this like woman who essentially thinks that she is like a god and can like channel all of these like celebrity and high profile dead people. Ooh. And there's like a hierarchy of them, and like the top two people are like Saint Germain and Robin Williams. So like she believes she could like no.
What?
Yeah, that's what, dude, it's not, you and Work Babe would eat this up. So you guys should watch
send
this.
Send me the title of it.
No, it's nuts. And so like, what's it but on? It's HBO.
Okay,
Max.
Just so you guys know.
Yes.
Too.
So yes, it's on Max.
You can use Christina's login. We'll leave it below.
It's literally your favorite thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, so she believes she could like channel messages and like all this stuff, and that they're part of like this hierarchy, and they're part of like this like, the Galactics is what they call it. And they believe that like the Mother God, Mother is going to ascend one day. She's going to like pass away, but then she's going to ascend and the Galactics are going to come in their spaceship and take her away. Oh. And like this whole thing. And like, it's so like wild though, because like for example, like because there's this one part that I was laughing so hard at, and a lot of people have like posted on TikTok, because they believe that like she could like channel messages from like Robin Williams. They will literally like say things like, there was at one point they like all got like, some of the cult people got into like a fight or something, or they were like treating like the Mother God wrong, and this guy just goes, Robin Williams is disgusted.
Like, that would take me out.
It was so funny. I was like,
you
what
guys,
the fuck,
people are so weird and scary.
No, but it's nuts. And so So there's that one, the Mother God one. You guys have got to watch it. It's crazy. She's like, you know, basically like they believe that like she has to be like a certain like unhealthy weight for her to get onto the starship when she like passes like away.
Skinny weight or overweight?
Skinny weight. Okay. So she's like, it gets to the point where she gets like paralyzed basically because she can't move anymore. People need to like carry her around. She's also taking like this like supplement that's like not FDA approved that they're like home making. And she like believes that like all things can be cured through alcohol, drugs, and this, like, silver, like, thing.
All things can be cured through alcohol and drugs?
Alcohol, drugs, and, like, this silver, like fucking, like, supplement shit that is, like, it's really bad. And over time, the silver shit, she takes so much of it, she literally turns, like, blue, like, silver, gray.
Hello?
It's just, like, the craziest thing. And there's, like,
I can attest like, she, that like, all things can be fixed with drugs.
With just, like, a little weed.
Hit the bomb, bitch. Like,
no, but anyways, this shit's nuts. It's crazy. Wild, totally recommended. The other one I watched that I finished last night is Escaping Twin Flames, and that is on Netflix. And it's about another cult called like Twin Flames Universe, basically started by like this husband and wife duo that they believe that they were like twin flames and brought together, and they started this like business to like help other people like call in their twin flame, and like your twin flame is supposed to be like your divine like perfect match. And then just all hell basically breaks loose, and they're like, you know, they start claiming that they can like spiritually call in somebody's twin flame and are like forcing twin flames on another. And then it gets crazy and they start assigning people in the group. They say who's a divine masculine and who's a divine feminine, and they start telling like women that they are actually a divine masculine and that need to play the role. And like people like believed in them and like transitioned like into like a man and like everything, because these random people were like, God has basically told me that you are actually a divine masculine, so you need to cut your hair and start, you know, acting more masculine and like things like that. And like, you know, it was just like wild, like two women would be paired together and then they go into like a call with one of their like quote unquote coaches, and the women would be like, but we're not lesbians, like what is this? And they'd be like, no, like one of you is divine masculine and one of you is the divine feminine. But it was just like, it is wild. And then also people started getting like mad and upset because like, you know, they joined this group so that they would like ascend and find their divine partner. And then they also were like trying to figure out like how to get around taxes. Oh, let's form a religion. Like, it's scary, crazy. And it like all started with like this online Facebook group.
Which one? Anyways. What is this on?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay. I will send both of them to you.
Yeah.
Literally, you could binge them. They're so good. It's a docuseries, 3-part docuseries. Oh, each of the episodes are like an hour long.
Perfect.
It's great. They are just so wild. And it's like, I have not watched like a crazy cult documentary since the One Taste documentary, which if you guys have not, what, did you ever watch the one about the sex cult? One Taste documentary. No. It's about the sex cult in San Francisco. You got to watch that before you watch any of the other. You need to watch it before you watch the other ones.
One Taste?
It's called the One Taste documentary. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
That shit was crazy. It was about like this cult that was formed basically through like a spiritual group of like people that believe they could have like energetic orgasms. And like, dude, it's wild.
The whole thing. Me and the girls after a few drinks.
No, literally having an energetic O. But anyway, all the documentaries are crazy. And the one thing I have learned, what like through watching these documentaries, is like, you know, because so many people are just like, oh my god, like how could like you be so naive or something to like go into a cult or like to start forming
that's
cult.
Always
like,
the question.
Yeah, but through watching these documentaries, it like you understand how how they get people when they are vulnerable and how it just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Like, and then some people are obviously able to like, you know, change the mindset and get out, like the twin flame one. The guy that runs the Twin Flame Universe thing was actually trying to prove that he wasn't a cult leader. So he had some of his coaches watch like these two documentaries about cults to try and prove that he was not a cult leader. And instead, it ended up proving that he was a cult leader.
My God. Hello.
Like, and then he tried to like sue people, and it was like just absolutely insane. So, yes. So In Line, okay, Escaping Twin Flames on Netflix, the One Taste documentary, you gotta watch, that one's on Netflix too, and then the Love Has Won documentary about Mother God, and that one is on Max. All insane, you will be hooked, like, watch them.
I'm watching that tonight, at least one of them.
Literally start one of them tonight.
One, yeah.
Yeah, you should watch the One Taste one, and watch it honestly in the order that I did. The One Taste one, and then watch the Mother God one, and then end with the Twin Flames one.
Perfect.
So good, I will send them all to you. So, I just want to talk about cult documentaries for a second.
I just have to let her get these things out of her system, you know what I mean?
I just, like, need to. Like, sometimes you just, like it,
I know.
The beginning of the episode, you said I want to talk about something controversial. I said, tipping culture. You said, great. Let's get into it.
I go, spin that iPad back around.
Right.
That was funny.
All right. Let's talk about attachment types. More specifically, we'll, like, go over the attachment types, which we haven't done an episode yet, and talk a little bit about the downside of attachment styles. Not talking about, like, we're going to talk about the attachment styles and, like, what's associated with them and stuff. By the downside of attachment styles, I mean, like, is it actually an attachment style issue, or is it just, like, a toxic trait of the person?
Does and has attached one? Does everyone have,
yeah,
like,
okay. Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. Like, you know, so, yeah, it's either you're anxious, attached, avoidant, secure, or this one I've never heard of before, but it kept coming up, disorganized attachment. So we'll touch on that a little
sounds
bit too.
Like my man.
Disorganized attachment. Maybe. We'll find out. But yeah, the whole thing today is, like, has attachment theory gone too far is the thing. Like, you know, because, like, a man could do the most heinous shit to you.
Yeah.
And then
he's just avoidant.
Yeah, he's just avoidant. And it's like, when is there a point that it's like, shut the fuck up? Yeah. Maybe you're just a terrible person, or maybe you need to work on yourself. Like, okay, you're avoidantly attached, or you're anxiously attached. Like
that.
Yeah.
You have to,
especially,
like
yeah, especially if you are, like, very well aware. Like, I'm anxious attached, and I am aware that I am anxious attached, but I actively do things in my day to day and when I get anxious in my head to, like, try and, like, get out of that and, like, you know. So
yeah,
you're anxious attached too. I already know you are.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's, like, also when people say, like, oh, I'm so jealous, like, I'm such jealous girlfriend or whatever, it's like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be, like, you should,
yeah,
you know, like, I am a jealous person, but I used to be, like, a really crazy jealous person. Now I've managed it. Like, I'm always gonna be, you know, a little jealous and, like, that kind of girl, whatever, but, like, I've reeled it in
big
time.
Exactly. Like, one of my things was, like, a big thing that I think I might have talked about this on the show that me and Big Jeans went over is he's secure attached. I am avoidant. Anxious attached. He's secure attached, which you want to be secure attached. Mm-hmm. He is so secure, though, that, like, you know, I would normally be like, I need to, like, know what's going on during the day with you and talk and this and that, and, like, whatever. And, you know, our communication was so, like, fucked at the beginning of us, like, talking, because I was anxious attached, and, like, I wanted to, like, talk to him more, do this or that. And, like, he was able to go, like, a very long period of time without speaking to me. And then when he would check in with me, it would be, like, just totally, like, normal and, like, whatever. And he'd act like it was nothing. But then we talked, and he was like, you know, he was like, if I don't hear from you for a whole day, like, you know, because I'm like, if I don't hear from you for a whole day, I'm like, why doesn't he want to talk to me, sort of thing. He's like, if I don't hear from you for an entire day, what goes on in my mind is just like, oh, like, she probably just had a really busy day. Like, I'll hear about it later tonight, or I'll even hear about it in the morning. Like, all good. In my mind, I'm like, why the fuck hasn't this guy talked to me all day? And if it's the next morning, I'm like, okay, he clearly doesn't care about me, or, like, anything like that. But he is just so secure in himself. But then we, obviously, he's a good guy and he's securely attached, which is why, you know, like, we came to, like, this agreement where I was like, all right, like, you could, like, go a whole day, I can't, that's, like, not what I could do. Like, happy medium, let's, like, talk to each other on FaceTime in the morning, maybe during the day, you know, if we want to have, like, a quick little kiki or whatever, you want to say something, like, FaceTime talk, whatever, and then at the nighttime, little nightcap, whatever. And then I see him a lot of days. And that was that. And then he's done that ever since for me. He's like, yep, I could totally do that for you.
Yeah.
And he has. Like, and then that satisfies both, you know, spectrums of it.
Yeah. He's so, also not someone with, like, the most, like, long-term girlfriend experience.
Yeah, and, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whatever. I feel like My ex was a very secure, like, he was the same way. Like,
yeah.
He could have not talked to me for a week and he would be fine.
Yeah, he'd be like, hey, babe.
But
like,
even then, to be honest, I don't think I've ever dated someone where we haven't, like, talked every day.
Yeah.
Like, even on, like, busy days, well, if I was, like, abroad, like, traveling, like, whatever, it's just, like, a check-in.
Yeah.
Or, like, a good night or, like, something. Like, I think it's, like, the idea of not talking to my
partner. No, I know.
Is strange.
And that, yeah, it's very strange for me, too.
Yeah.
We are anxiously attached for other people. That's totally normal and totally fine. We did a poll about this on...
But I think...
Or I did a poll about this. Okay.
And I get that it's normal for other people, but I'll never understand
I'll never understand it either. But that's why me and...
I talk to you every day.
I know. And if we don't... If I don't respond to you, like, within a few hours and you don't respond to me, it's like...
I was tweaking yesterday. I'm sorry. I go, are you alive? Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Yeah, you were tweaking. What was I even doing yesterday?
I wanted to...
I forget what I was doing yesterday that I was just, like, not replying. I was just, like, doing whatever.
You're napping.
Oh, I was. I was napping.
Like,
hello. But, yeah, no, some people are just, like that. And he's one of those people. But the thing is that he is secure attached. I am anxious attached. He knows his boundaries. I know mine. And so, you know, when he heard that I was, like, concerned about it, he took my concerns into consideration and then was like, all right, yeah, like, I could make that happen for you, you know, like, and now it's like a good balance of everything. And that's what it's supposed to be. Like, you know, it'd be different. Like I said, he is secure attached, but it would also be different if he was like, I told him my concerns and he was kind of just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, this is
like,
how I am.
Yeah, so. This is how I am. That's like not a way to go about life. Like,
no.
You know?
No, it's not. I hate that.
Yeah, you need to be able to like compromise. Compromise.
Hello?
This is not the first time this has happened on the show. Compromise. No, compromise. No, compromise. Compromise. It's compromise.
I know you know it's compromise. Like, it's... Oh my God.
This is not the first time. This exact thing happened before, and I have the fucking clip of it.
Look, guys, this is what happens when you get famous on YouTube when you're 12. This is what happens. Okay?
You drop out of fashion school.
You don't do shit with your life.
Anyways.
Not compromise.
Lily's mad that I can do nothing all day and get paid.
I'm so mad, to be honest. I'm out here working my ass off.
I just, like, posted, like, my little minute and a half Accutane update today. And I was like, that will suffice for a week. Like,
my comment was funny on that.
Yeah, and I replied. And you know what? Because I filmed for 6 or 7 minutes, I think the whole thing was. But obviously, I had to cut it down for Instagram Reels to a minute and a half. And so I literally had to cut out the part where I was like, you guys don't understand. My friends thought I was going fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, my friends thought I was going crazy
that week.
It was
my problem.
Yeah, no. But I'm sorry. Anyways, Accutane. Yeah, so the attachment styles, will like go through them and everything. And, you know, we kind of already just like, you know, like people need to, if they recognize that they are one of these attachment types, don't just blame everything on it and not take action. Because then that's like, you know, you don't want to be anxiously attached, nor do you want to be avoidantly attached. And we'll go over the disorganized one. I went over it the other day and I was like, huh, but whatever. It kind of seems like it's a mix of attachment. Of anxious and avoidant. Sorry. The ideal situation is to be securely attached. But anyways, we'll go over them. So number one, a lot of people are this one that I found anxiously attached. So the anxious attachment style, the fear of abandonment. These are quotes that I took directly from the internet, by the way, but they explain it pretty well. The fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, being dependent on your partner for validation and emotional regulation, codependency. Those are all factors of what makes up an anxious attachment style. So, you know, especially like anxious attachment style is the girlies that are asking, like, are you mad at me?
Do you love me?
Yeah. Do you love me? Are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me?
You think I'm ugly now?
Yeah. Like.
Or do you think I'm pretty?
Yeah. I told you I made that joke. I made that joke. I was with Big Jeans getting lunch earlier and I picked up this like beauty elixir juice from Juice Press that I wanted to try. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a beauty elixir. And Big Jeans was like, oh, like, is it supposed to make you beautiful? Like making a joke. And I was like, so I wasn't beautiful?
Yeah.
I was obviously joking though. I'm not
if
crazy.
If I was a worm, would you love me?
Yes. What would you do if I was a worm? Be serious.
Like, be so fucking virile right now. gun to their head.
Like, yeah, no, that is the anxious attachment girlie.
It's me and Christina.
Yeah, it's literally us. And it's it will be the bane of my fucking existence.
Like, help me.
Yeah. You know, these things, like, I also, let me say before we even continue on with this, attachment types could be developed from so many things. It could happen from like childhood, from like the way like your parents either treated you or neglected you or anything. It could happen from failed relationships or relationships that you have been in. And like, I feel like I had like a pretty like, I'm not gonna lie, like happy-go-lucky childhood growing up. I think my anxious attachment style stemmed from relationships that I have been in, of like fear of, like I said, this in literally in the description of anxious attachment is a fear of abandonment. That is like my number one thing. Like, I get so like worried that people are gonna abandon me, like, and it just keeps happening. So I'm like, it's not really helping the situation. But they can be developed in so many ways. Maybe you're just fucked and you just were born with it. I don't know.
Well, I know where mine, for sure. I know where mine, where my current relationship comes from, but I was kind of like that in my last relationship too. And I don't, I mean, yeah. I kind of know why. He wasn't great at making me feel
yeah,
like super secure, but at the same time, I don't know. I just was so scared. Could also happen from like left.
Friendships.
Yeah, like, I think family dynamics, relationships. I think I was very scared of him. I think I get trauma, very involved, like in my relationship. Like, yes.
Me too.
Yeah, like I'm just someone that get like to a fault. Like, I give it my. You're a lover girl. Yeah, I'm a lover girl. So am I. Hard. Okay, so like I put so much time and energy into someone, and I think I always have that in the back of my head. Like, if they leave me, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah,
I've literally put like. Everything no, I into know. This my like current partner, as you guys know, because I put it all over the internet, like he did abandon me a few times, so like obviously it makes sense why I'm like that in this relationship. But
yeah,
I'm thinking about my last one and I'm like, never even came close to leaving me. Like, we never, like, you know, throughout the years we never got in a fight where it was like, you know, he was like threatening to break up with me or anything like that. So I don't know where it came from, but I think I also always
yeah well there's
that.
Not like there's no like, it doesn't have to be no like definitive thing. Yeah. It could stem from like a million things, and sometimes you're that. Just fucking, like I said, like I made a joke about it, but like sometimes you're literally just like born with it.
I'm just fucking crazy.
Yeah, or you're no, just crazy.
I think I was just born with it, because I'm going back to my eighth grade relationship right now. Bitch, I've been crazy. Like, yeah. I am crazy. I am obsessed and crazy. Like, I want you to love me so much. You never leave me. Thanks.
Such a Leo statement, but you're right. Me too.
Love me so much.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, with an anxious attachment, signs of an anxious attached, of an anxiously attached person, clinginess. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I'm about to read all these off, and one of these is either me or you or both of us. All of them. Clingy. Highly sensitive. Yeah, wait. Clingy.
That's you.
Highly sensitive.
Yeah.
Jealousy. Needing approval and people pleasing.
Oh, that's you.
That's me. Hard being alone. I feel like not this one.
I love being alone.
Yes. But we also have another girlfriend that we know that is definitely anxiously attached, and she struggles a lot with that one.
You know what's funny with Work Bay is like, he'll be leaving and I'll be like, no, don't go.
Yeah.
And like, I'll make a scene. And then the second he walks out the door,
you're like okay, let's
yes!
go.
And yeah. He doesn't believe me and he has no idea. I love being
He
alone.
Thinks you're like sitting around like at he the door I'm like a puppy. Like,
yeah. Like, I'll act sad when he's leaving, but I'm kind of, it's just like a natural reaction. I'm like, oh, don't go. Like, whatever, going to work.
No,
or something.
I know. I do the same
but in
exact
my head,
thing.
I have a whole day planned of like, yeah. What I love being alone. Like, yeah. I have always loved being alone, never struggled
yeah.
with it.
But yeah, it's like either you have like a few of these or made up one of them, or like, yeah, like you said, like one of our like very good girlfriends is definitely an anxious attached person too. And she struggles with being alone. And then also insecurity. You know, that's obviously like a general one. Everybody has insecurities, but they might be heightened when you're anxiously attached.
I don't feel like I'm anxiously attached in my friendships, though. I really don't.
No, you could be one in your friendships and one in your relationships. Yeah.
I
absolutely
definitely feel
I am
so
in both,
secure.
Unfortunately,
I think I'm a little. Yeah, you can be. You're not the worst. Like, you're not like super anxious.
No,
I feel like I'm secure attached to my friendships. Sometimes to a fault, though. Like, I sometimes feel like. Like, with my hometown friends and, like, people I don't see, I feel like I need to reach out to them a little bit more. But in my head, I'm just, like, I'm so confident with my friendship with these people. Like, I could not see them for a long time and it'll be fine. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, you could have one in romantic relationships and one in like just regular personal relationship. You could also have a different one in work relationships.
Also with you, it doesn't count. Like, I'm going to be up your ass all the time.
Yeah, so true.
That's different.
So true. But like, if Lily's like, realistically, like during the day, if she's like not really giving me like super like thought out responses or anything, she's like replying like one or two words. I'm like, I know she's like working and busy, but I'm like, does this mean you're leaving me?
Yeah, Christina's that.
Do you hate me?
For sure.
But or like, is the podcast breaking up? Like what's you're like happening? The
only friend I like text. I text Dakota.
No,
and Jeff
I know you
about,
are. You're the only friend I.
I don't text anyone else back and forth. Like,
yeah. Even the only other person I could think about that maybe I text back and forth is like Paige, but also. Yeah.
But it's usually
me and her
like
just kind of like
something.
FaceTime if we're gonna talk about
like
something.
With Jeff and Dakota. If I'm, it's usually like because something's come up. Like it's not just like hey, you know.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly.
Like I'll text you. Like, I'd be like, so it's 1 o'clock. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, what are you doing? Are we girling? Are we not? Like,
I know what you're doing every day.
Nothing.
Usually nothing. But I do always know what you're doing.
Today I'm like, had life coaching. Then I had to rush to yoga. And then I had to go get lunch with my man. And then my man took me to Trader Joe's. And then I came home and, I had to set up for the podcast. Although the episode was already planned. Like,
I didn't even have time to eat lunch today.
Meanwhile. She's like scarfing down Kava as she walks in the door.
I brought my lunch here at 7 p.m. Yeah,
I'm getting very, very hungry right now. I'm going to have to eat after this. Anyways, avoid and attached, okay? Failure to build a long-term relationship with others due to an inability to engage in physical and emotional intimacy. This is basically exactly what it sounds like. Oh my God, can I talk? It's exactly what it sounds like, being avoidant. So like an avoidant person might not want to like get, when they start to get close to a person, they feel like they have to hold back. Like they feel like they can't really like trust. So signs of an avoidant person. They avoid emotional intimacy. They want to keep things very like surface level. Strong sense of independence, but like maybe too much. You know, like the person that's like overly okay being alone or wants to be, just needs to be alone, like in fear that, you know, of like trusting others or whatever. Uncomfortable expressing feelings. It's a big one. Hard time trusting. Like we said, like trust issues are a big thing. Well, not trust issues, just are, you know, they don't want to open up to people like that easily. Dismissive, that's another big one. Like if you get into an argument or like a fight or whatever with an avoidant person, they might just be like, I can't do this, and like just shut it down and like just not talk about it. And like, you know, versus the anxious person who like wants to like get all the details out on the table and do blah, 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 and then ask all the, are you mad at me? Why are you still mad at me? Are we okay? Questions after, you know?
Yes, that is me.
Exactly.
I like to resolve a fight
the day
it happens. I know it's not always possible. It's not. It's not always possible. There's some big fights that happen where, you know, it's good
you need
to like
day
end
to
on
yourself.
A good note or something or like whatever, but it's not always going to happen and I tend to lose my mind.
Yep. And even when it does end on a good note, sometimes you just like, it was a big fight. It like you resolved it, but you still just need like the time to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Also feeling threatened by closeness. Like I said, like you don't let people in that easily. Believing that you don't need other people, and the I can't talk.
Commitment issues.
Yes. I was going to say the tail old one or whatever that saying is. The number one, in my opinion, is commitment issues. You know, avoiding higher commitment, you know. Yeah. Fear of being, like, tied down, like, things like that. So, yeah, I've definitely come across a few avoidant attachments in my life. I think Big Jeans could also, he is secure, but I think
this
also
used
at the
to
same
be
time
work, he's not any, I will say this is not, it's funny because I'm reading it's not anymore, but it was.
Yeah, but that's the point made, is like at least he didn't like blame all his actions on being an avoidant person and then not build off of it. Like it's like, oh, Work Bay is realizing that he's an avoidant person, realizes that what he's doing is like maybe like fucked up or like not the best, not healthy.
Yeah. His and thing was like wanting to be, this is a lot of guys, okay? Want the commitment issue and then the whole like, I love being on my own. I need to be on my own.
Yeah.
I get more work done and whatever. That
whatever it may be.
Shtick was like his thing, and I've run into a lot of guys where that's kind of their thing. And it's a it's a beautiful thing to watch a man go from that to like forming a beautiful relationship and realizing like why it's worth it to like do that. But
especially with the right partner, like you're so worried about like focusing on work and doing things for work, but like the right partner is the right support system.
It will arguably make you do better. Like, you know, and it will push you to do more and like be better. And yeah, it's also funny because it's not human nature to like be alone. Like humans are meant to be with other humans and to connect and to have a lover and a partner. Like that's literally like psychology 101, human nature. So whenever a guy pulls the, or anyone, whenever they pull the like, I need to be alone, I have commitment issue, like whatever that shit, it's so like, it's just sad almost.
Yeah.
Like the avoidance stuff kind of made, because I've never struggled with that. I'm the opposite, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I've always felt sad for guys that like were like that. But obviously with Work Bay and like maybe with Big Jeans, I'm sure like they continue to like grow out of that and stuff. But I don't know. It always sucks when I meet a guy like that. I'm like, well, you're missing out on like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Love is such a great thing. Yeah. Corny, but it's like connecting such beautiful, like lovely
super
thing.
Intimately with people. Because usually like super avoidant people in relationships tend to kind of be like, maybe they're not the most deep with their friends.
Yeah, no, either, exactly. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Like they tend to kind of just be like that. But surface the level. Second you like really start connecting with people and being vulnerable, it's like the best thing you can
ever
do.
Absolutely. Okay. So secure attachment is where you want to be. Ability to build healthy, long-lasting relationships. Okay. This is a list of things that I wish I had. Well, some of them I do. But number one, you're able to regulate your emotions very well. Trusting of other people. You're trusting of people, which is great. Communication skills are on par. You are a great emotional support person. And you're able to seek emotional support without, you know, fear of like, you know, being told what you might not like, or like, you know, a lot of men are like afraid to like get emotional support in fear of like not looking like manly or something. Comfortable alone and in relationships, you know, that's like kind of like where we like fall, and it's like, yeah, I'm good on my own, I have a good time on my own, but I also really love being with a person, like you know.
That's why when I'm having like a clingy moment or week or like whatever, I'm like, I always like remind, if he gets annoyed or if I get annoyed with myself, I'm like, okay, but I'm not like to the point where I can't be alone. Like,
no,
you know,
no,
not
never
that
bad. Easy to connect with, you know, self-reflection. So like they're able to self-reflect very easily, realize like, you know, an issue or a problem they have going on, correct that. They manage conflict very well, and they are emotionally available. We hear like, you know, I attract emotionally unavailable guys. Like we hear that all the time. Secure attachment is somebody who is emotionally available and wants to open up to you and wants to connect with people. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Now, this last one, disorganized attachment. I have only really heard of the three, but then when I was like doing research for this episode, I came across this, which I guess is like kind of a newbie, but I thought we would touch on it. So disorganized attachment, extremely inconsistent behavior and difficulty trusting others. So it says that, you know, characteristics of this is fear of rejection, can't regulate emotions, contradictory behavior. So maybe they're like doing or saying one thing and then doing another thing. High anxiety, and they are both avoidant and anxious. So maybe they're like freaking out in a situation, being the anxious person, and then immediately after that they just like pull away and they're just like dead silent, you know. You know, you're not getting anything from them at all. So, you know, it's kind of like a mix of the both, and that one, it seems like, is the most chaotic of the bunch. But you know, I feel like also I thought we would touch on it, but I feel like just kind of the main three ones are anxious, avoidant, and secure. And ideally, you want to be at secure. So, you know, and you could be, I guess with the disorganized attachment, it is including both avoidant and anxious. And, you know, fuck, you might be that sometimes. So, yeah, it's totally not an unheard of thing.
No, yeah, there's totally a mix. Like, because honestly, I'm thinking about just my partners, and they don't really fall into these. Because, like, I would put Work Bay and avoidant back in the day, but he wasn't scared of commitment, he just ran from like fights and like problems. But like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying is, like, you know, obviously, like, you know, there's some things like,
and yeah, we don't fall into all the anxious attachment,
exactly things, so it like varies. Just a few quick notes on, you know, the whole thing that we were talking about earlier with like blaming things on attachment theory is that, you know, we see a lot of people that act a certain way in a relationship and then they blame it on their attachment type, which is what we just talked about. You know, you might be like telling somebody about how your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever really lacks communication skills. And then that person might be like, oh, well, maybe he's just an avoidant person. And it's like, that's not an excuse for lacking communication skills. You know,
it's like, maybe he's avoidant and here are some ways where you can help him open up. Or like,
yeah, exactly.
It's not like a solution. It's not exactly. Oh, well.
It's like, all it is like an excuse. And it's like, yes, like some people like have issues with like their, you know, attachment type and attachment theory and everything. But yeah, it's not an excuse and it's not a solution or a resolution. It's not something to like, you know, just be okay with. It like depends on the person if they're willing to like, you know, like we said, like kind of change their behaviors. You know, we shouldn't be, I put down here, we shouldn't be accepting of bad behavior from others because we try to quote unquote diagnose them with an attachment type. I guess we could use the word label them as an attachment type. You know, it shouldn't just be like, oh, well, he's having like really horrible communication with me and he's a horrible communicator. But, you know, it's OK because he's just, you know, a avoidant person. Or, oh my God, he's being way too much. He's up my ass. He's being clingy. He's asking for all of these things and it's being absolutely ridiculous. But like, it's fine because he's just anxiously attached. Like, it's like, you know, you can't just like accept that, especially like you don't want to put that like load like on yourself, you know? So it just really, in conclusion, it just like depends on how the person improves themselves, knowing their attachment type. And then also, you know, you as a person being able to like sniff out the bullshit, like is your partner, you know, maybe your partner is avoidantly attached and you're able to sniff out the bullshit and see if they're actually trying to improve that or if they're not. And they're kind of just like staying in the same place. Like you with Work Bay, you're able to see obviously that he was making the conscious effort to improve, you know, some of the, I don't know, avoidant tendencies that I guess he had. So,
yeah. And I need to let that man sit at a bar.
Right.
And drink his fucking beer.
Exactly. Yeah. Period. Let your man sit at the bar and have his beer in peace. Thank you, Lily. All right, guys. Well, that was it for the episode. I hope you enjoyed. But we are going to get into gin and tips. We have a really great one for you guys this week, as we talked about in the intro. So enjoy. All right, guys. We're going to hop right into gin and tips. We have a caller on the line.
Caller on the line.
Yep. And yeah, of course, we have a situationship one today, which you guys know. I hate that term. I'm like, I hate it. We talked about last week, the word of the year. It wasn't the word of the year. The word of the year was Riz, but it was the runner up. So we have a situationship story. So, all right. So let's, you can take it away, your age, and get right into it.
Okay. So, hi, I'm 20. And basically my story is what we'll call it, is I had a guy that I'm currently, I guess there's no other word to describe it as other than a situationship. He basically told me when we moved back to school that he didn't want to date me, but he was still going to be that guy for me. Basically, the origin story of like us is like we met last year, end of freshman year of college, through mutual friends, and we just became really good friends at the time. At the time, I was dating someone else and I got cheated on. So he kind of helped me through that relationship and getting through like a lot of trauma is what I'll just call it. And we became really close. I had zero feelings for him whatsoever during my last relationship. Let me clarify that. And we just became really close over the summer. Like I went to go visit him in New York once I was broken up. Like I was broken up with my ex and I met his entire family. I had dinner with them. I met all of his friends in New York. It was just like a really fun time. He came and visited me and I introduced him to some of my family. We got really close. We were like doing the whole thing over the summer where it was basically like we were dating without the label. We could have been practically boyfriend and girlfriend if we had just basically just said it. But we were saying like, I love you to each other. I have texts of him saying in love. He was in love with me and told his friends he was in love with me. Yeah, it was kind of a little bit of a love bomb. And I didn't realize that until later on. We come back to move into school and basically a weekend, everything's fine. And then one night he's like, I need to talk to you. And he pulls me aside and basically says, I don't want a relationship right now. Bye. Out of the blue. Literally just completely out of the blue.
When was that?
That was in September, like right before my birthday, actually.
birthday. Oh,
perfect. Okay. Wow, perfect birthday gift.
No. Oh yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Have you spoken since then?
Yes. So basically the night he told me, he was like, I don't think I can date you. I don't want a relationship. Practically bye. He was like, oh, I still want to be your best friend. I still want to be all this stuff. And I was like, well, then why don't you just date me? Because you're saying all this stuff like you were going to ask me out after my birthday. You were planning on doing all this stuff. You've made promises to me over the summer that we were going to do all this like different like cute date things or just like be able to be there for each other. And now you're breaking a ton of promises. And you're also just kind of out of the blue being like, I'm scared. I don't really know how to feel about it. What I need advice on is like, what the fuck do I do? Because at this point, we're just fuck buddies. And it's fucking with my head.
Where are you at?
Yeah,
now?
Where are you like, at right you now?
I would say like, we don't hang out often. But when we do, we just kind of like, fuck, and then that's it. But like, he knows how I feel about that and stuff like that. So it's just been like a very emotional roller coaster that I've just never gotten off of.
By seeing other people?
I tried, didn't really work out in my favor. So I asked him more recently, actually, I was like, have you hooked up with anyone else? And he was like, no. He was like, I don't really want to hook up with anyone else. And I was like, okay, so then why did you tell me to go hook up with other people if you're not going to move on as well?
Yeah, definitely make it clear with him, like, you know, be like, if we are just fucking and that's all you want to do, I definitely need to know if you're hooking up with other people, not because of how I feel or that I'm going to go crazy, but because of my sexual health.
No, yeah.
100%.
I need to know if you're seeing other people. So be like, we're not going to play that game. Make that so clear.
Yeah.
Sister, because it really is like, for your sexual health. Like, obviously, yeah, it will sting, but you need to know if he's seeing other people. Yeah. Like, he can't be playing a game with you. So make sure that.
Oh, I've been down that road before. Trust me. I've had the.
Okay. Good. Other thing too. Okay, so you guys are basically just like fucking. Is he telling you any of the stuff that he said previously, like the I love you or like the like being like boyfriend-esque with you?
I've had talks with him before where I've literally texted him and be like, listen, you're gonna tell me what's going on because I am so confused. I'm getting false hope. Do you even want to be with me anymore? Do you even still like me? And like, we've had talks like that before, and it's kind of just been like almost like an I don't know this whole time, where it's like, I just don't know if I'm ready right now. And I'm like, okay, I get that. Cause like, I'm kind of more or less freshly out of a relationship when I met him too. So like, that's not like the greatest time, I guess. But I don't want to keep being on this like cycle of like, we're going to hook up and then he's not going to talk to me for a week. And then he's going to talk to me again when he wants to hook up again.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. It seems like this phrase is like so overused, but it works perfectly here. It seems like he just wants to, what is it? Have your cake, have his cake and eat it too.
You know what?
Yeah.
When he started telling the story, that's what came to mind.
Yeah, 100%.
He wants to reap the benefits of having you in his life. So imagine what would happen if you stripped that away from him.
Exactly.
I want to be toxic. I want to just like cut him off completely.
It's not even toxic.
Giving him the cake.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. More toxic is giving him the cake. What? Instead of stripping it away. What?
It's toxic to give him the cake.
Yeah.
That sounds
right.
Very well worded.
No, but I mean, the people that listen to the show know.
You get it.
Know what we mean. They get it. But no, you like the only. So there. I don't know what the fucking scientific study is. You know me. Sometimes I'd be stuttering on my words. Women grow like more fond and like fall in love with men through hanging out with them and being with them more. Men fall in love with women by like, what's the word? The emptiness. By not
distance.
Being with them.
The what? Distance makes the heart grow
distance.
Fonder.
You're right. Space. There's space. Yeah. Thank you.
And
that was the word I'm looking for.
It's cliche and like whatever.
Yeah.
And I have notice this though to be so true, no matter really who the guy is. Like, me and my boyfriend spend a lot of time together, but like, and I love it. Like, the more and more time we spend together, I'm like, oh, I love it, I love it, love it. But
yeah,
he really, like, I just notice him like deteriorate and be like, wow, you're so fucking annoying.
After, no, like, exactly. Like,
so
I
he
need
really
my
does
space
need that more.
Yeah,
than
they fall in love with like the space that you give them, basically.
Yeah,
he gives that, obviously, you know, distance makes heart grow fond or whatever, all that, because you know, obviously they need time to miss you. And if, you know, he's going a week not talking to you and then he's hitting you up for a fuck.
And he's
like,
getting it every
time. And he's
getting it.
Right.
Which
and he gets it every time.
Which is fine. Like, you know, you girl live your best life, but like at the same time
it would be different though. The thing is that it'd be different if, you know, obviously this dude was just like a fuck or and whatever,
if it was mutually yeah bad. Like but if you're into it for that purpose yeah as well, then yeah.
But I mean, like, I still kind of like him, so it's kind of hard to just like, it's hard for me to lose feelings for someone who hasn't necessarily like fucked me over. And like, and I think what's making it harder on like this person specifically is like, I've had multiple of like, when we were kind of like in that like girlfriend boyfriend stage without a label thing over the summer, I had his friends, I had his family literally telling me that he's happier because he's talking to me, which is great, like fantastic. But it was like, why throw that away now when you're now back at school? We're in the same state. I'm two buildings away from you and you're like almost want nothing to do with me. And it's like, I don't understand that, because when over the summer, when we were two states away from each other and miles away, like it's doesn't make any sense.
Kind of just like proved your
yeah
own.
I proved the yeah exact point we when made the about the distance away
you were, you
yeah exactly it gives
no you just proved that point.
Also, is he 22?
He's also 20. Yeah,
that's what it,
what's
not
your
22,
college
20.
Like, is it like party vibe? Does he like party or like,
I would say it's a decently sized school. I go to school in the south. It's kind of like a party school for the most part.
Is this man like in that scene, like, is he like partying without you and shit?
So he is the going out type. I guess his work didn't really let him go out because he just like had early mornings the next day, and it was like a whole thing, like it took up a lot of his time. He works with a certain female sports team, so that also was another reason why he claims that he didn't want to date me, because he's traveling with these girls all the time. And I just saw Lily's face drop.
I don't know. That. I'm not. Well, yeah, no, I don't know who the fuck the sports team can be.
All I heard
but
was like female athlete
and my man, and I'm like, no.
Like, girl, try out for the team. I don't know.
Get on that team,
water girl.
Well, the long story short, the blunt of this is that I think either A, if you want to get over him, or B, if you want like your best chances of like being something with him again in the future, that you need to cut him, like you need to cut him off of like having sex. And yeah, then you also need to cut off the friendship part of it too, because he still has like an in with you. Like you need to make it seem like he has like no in with you, because like Lily said, like he's like, you know, not talking to you for a week and then he's asking you to hook up, and like, yes, you know, and it's like he's never getting that, like, you know, the no. So
I feel like a lot too, like, with the advice that we like give people about these situations is like, you know, take that step back, or like sometimes we say no contact, blah, blah, blah. But like, to be, I feel like I've said this a few times with Collins, like to give you some like realistic advice, because I know you guys,
yeah, you can't
so
just
close,
like,
you really like this guy. Like, I know you're not going to go no contact and cut this man off. Like, it's not going to happen. And you shouldn't, like, you don't have to do that. Like, whatever. There's still a way to go about it that will work. Like, maybe next time you see him, just be like, maybe I would maybe talk to him in person if you can, or over the phone, like whatever. But
like, we go on break, like literally in the next like few days. And I've like talked to him and been like, yo, do you want to hang out before we leave? Because then we're going to be home for a month. And he was like, yeah, sure. Like, just let me know your final schedule. And I was like, okay. I was just like, yeah, let me know when you're free, because I don't really have, like, I don't have a final till Wednesday. Like, this whole thing. So I'm hoping that we're gonna like hang out again, and then once I'm kind of bring it up and been like, yo, what's going on?
I mean, if you already have a plan to like hang out with him and stuff, or you're making that plan, then yeah, there's no reason why you shouldn't do it in
see
person
him and talk to him in person.
Yeah,
I know in my experience, when I've kind of been like trying to get guy for a while and kind of giving him everything and he's giving me nothing, when I do spin it and I put my foot down kind of, and I'm just like, not in like a really intense way, you can kind of be casual about it, it's like, look, this isn't really doing much for me anymore. I'm actually vulnerable, mature enough to admit that I really like you and I would like more with you, and you don't want the same. So I'm going to take a step back. Doesn't mean I'm not here anymore. I just don't really see myself sleeping with you anymore. And,
yeah,
like catering to your needs when you're not catering.
I need to circle back and grow up. I'll be here.
Yeah, like, no, literally. That's honestly, you could just kind of put it like that and just be like silly and friendly about it, but serious, be serious enough where it's clear that you're taking that step back.
He's either gonna just be like,
he'll be
okay,
he'll be
or he's gonna panic. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
He'd be like, wait, but surprise. Yeah. I like hanging out with
but
you.
But I thought we were like, no. Yeah. You're my friend.
Yeah. And it's like, friends don't fuck. Yeah. Like, I friends don't fuck.
And,
like,
and if it's just fucking, it's just fucking. And that's great, but it's not just
fucking. Yeah. So. Exactly. It's not that for you. And if it's like, you know, if the scale is not equal on both sides, it's recipe for disaster. That's why so many times friends of benefits does not work.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like a whole thing where it's like, I don't, if you're not going to like cater to my needs, well, I'm not going to come over here and act like every we're buddy buddy again when you haven't talked to me for a few days or a week or whatever it is.
Yeah. Like, you're also having sex with me and then like not checking in on, like, yeah. Even a, like, just a friends of benefits guy could be nicer than that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. 100%.
I think just take that step back and you'll be pretty surprised.
I think it'll definitely be easier, especially like having this like break at home, because like I'll be working like a whole, like we're obviously won't be seeing each other because we're both at home, so like I think that'll definitely help with that.
Perfect timing really to like start that, and then when school starts back up again, you'll only give in if he really wants to like take you on a date or like actually talk about what you guys become, not just like come over and fuck.
I'm hoping that works out.
Yeah, DM us, and just, you know, you have our thread and everything, just DM us and give us updates. We need to give the people updates also, obviously. But we want it because we because we love knowing everybody's shit.
Oh, trust me, there will be updates. There will be updates, regardless if that's next week or in 4 weeks. But there will be updates.
All right, awesome.
That was such a good call.
Yeah, no, amazing. No, this was a great call, and thank you so much.
That's right.
All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed Gin and Tips. We hope you enjoyed the episode. And yeah, make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Make sure to DM us your submissions if you want to be on Gin and Tips. Must be available on Monday nights between 6 to 9 p.m. ET. And also, I keep forgetting to put this in the stories, although I do confirm it with you guys in the DMs. If you're submitting to be on Gin and Tips, 18 plus. We need you to be 18 or older. I'm sorry. But like, you gotta be like, you know, because of consent and all of those things. So please submit to us if you're 18 plus. This is technically, honestly, an 18 plus show. I know some of you little bitches are listening and you're younger than that. And I'm not going to tell anyone. Fine.
Take notes.
Yeah, but it's fine. Take your notes.
Call me when you're 18.
But, yeah. You want to submit? You want to talk about your situationship? Head our line on your birthday.
Over here.
But anyways, yeah, so DM us your situations if you want to be considered for Gin and Tips. And you can find us on our personal social medias, always link below. And that is about it.
Period.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. I'm gonna go hit a bump. Listen to Nikki's new song.
I just burped.
I just dropped the hottest.